礼节美语。
陈豪在北京的 ABC 美国公司工作，他在上班路上遇到了美国同事 Amy。
How was dinner last night? Didn't you go out with upper management to entertain some new clients?
没错，我跟老板啊一起请新客户到街对面新开的餐馆去吃饭，饭菜特棒。可是安排上出了一些小问题。
What happened?
老板 Mr. Brown 让我去安排，我通知了所有的人，但就是没跟餐馆预约，结果啊等了很久。
I'm sure that didn't go over well.
能看出来Mr. Brown 很不高兴。
Anytime you invite people to a business meal, whether the group is large or small, call the restaurant and make reservations.
其实啊，我打电话了，但是他们因为新开张还没有订座的服务呢。
Did they know how many people you were bringing?
我说了，一共有12个人。
You should have asked Mr. Brown if he wanted to choose another restaurant.
我就是没想到要换餐馆啊，等大家到齐了。所有人啊都已经饥肠辘辘了。
When that happens, you end up with a group of cranky people, and that's not good for business.
是啊，下次啊，你得好好给我讲讲请客吃饭时需要注意些什么。
当天下班以后，陈豪和 Amy 又见面了。
What did you do while you waited for your table last night?
开始的时候，服务员让我们在门口的大厅里等。
Did you ask if you could wait in the bar and order everyone a drink and some hors d'oeuvres?
Mr. Brown 很懂行，他提议啊，先到酒吧去，还问服务员能不能给我们每人一杯免费的酒水。
That was the thing to do, since the restaurant made a mistake in not taking a reservation for the large group. Even with reservations, if your group has had to wait a long time, you should politely ask for some sort of compensation.
最后我们可以上桌的时候酒还没喝完，大多数人啊都把自己的酒拿到了桌上。
You should have requested the bartender or his staff to carry the drinks, considering the kind of restaurant it was. At a casual place, you are expected to take your own.
除了免费的酒水以外，不少人还点了第二杯、第三杯。大家走以后啊，我只好留在吧台结账。
Next time, ask the bartender to add the bar bill to your dinner tab.
哎 ，Amy， 你能不能最后总结一下，请客户吃饭有哪些注意事项呢
？Whenever you entertain people over meals, insist on reservations. If your table is not ready, offer your guests a drink at the bar. Ask the bar staff to carry your unfinished drinks to the table, and to add the bar bill to your final tab.